Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter who is just starting her freshman year in college. It's Mia McIntosh, who's joining us here on Border Crossings. We're going to talk about her EP, her new music. We'd like to welcome Mia to the program. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Now, first of all, let me ask you, Boston is where Berklee College of Music is. Is that where you're living? Is that where we are right now?
Yes, that is.
Oh, I love Boston. I lived in Framingham for a while, so I love the area. Boston's a great city. How has college adjustment been? Because you're a freshman, so you just started college. How has that been in terms of balancing a music career?
It's been good. I mean, there are a lot of opportunities to perform and record and practice, and it's just, there's so many different connections you can make, and it's just been such a great opportunity, and college is definitely an adjustment for everybody, but it's been great, and I'm just having such a great time there.
And looking back at your story, Mia McIntosh's story, you started playing the piano at 4?
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of sat in front of a piano and said, I want to do this? Because nobody knows what was in your head other than you at that time.
Well, I don't even know what was in my head at that time either, because it was such a long time ago. But I guess that is where it started. And a lot of people ask me how long I've been singing for, and I just don't really know how to answer because it's been as long as I can remember. So I guess that's where the whole music journey started. And mm-hmm. I've been very lucky to have a supportive family that's been just by my side during this entire endeavor. And it's been just such a great time. And yeah.
Well, that's amazing, you know, that you were able to sit down and I guess you played a song from ear that you'd heard on the radio. That's what you're banging on the piano.
Yeah, I've been told that story a few times. And every time I hear that story, it just amazes me because, I mean, that's where it all started. And That's why I started to take piano lessons and singing lessons and stuff. And I just, from there, everything has progressed and I've been very lucky.
Mm-hmm. So you knew very early that music and singing would be your career choice, your path.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. A lot of people in college, it's undecided for the major, undecided, don't know what I want to do. But you've already known for many years. So we're talking with Mia McIntosh. And I guess your dad and his choice of music played a large role in your taste of music.
Yeah, that's true. I think that my writing has been influenced a lot by singers and songwriters from the 70s and 80s. Like when I was a kid, I used to listen to a lot of like Paul Simon and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and stuff, and a lot of people from that era. And when my EP, Who You Are, came out, a lot of people thought that it kind of sounded like Carole King. I got that a lot, even though I wasn't really intending for that to happen, but I guess it's just a testament to how a lot of what I've been listening to has come through in the music, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very cool. It's unusual that a 19-year-old would be, you know, influenced so heavily by songs from the 70s, you know, the various different artists. And I believe I even read where your father commented one of the songs that you've got on your new EP is sounds like Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the songs that I released recently is called Maybe I'm Not the Only One. And I remember showing it to my father and he said, you know, it has Stevie Wonder vibes. And I hadn't really been going for that, but I remember just thinking that was one of the highest compliments I'd ever received on my music. That just made me feel so proud.
Yes. To be compared to Stevie Wonder or even in the same conversation I'm sure it's very gratifying to you. We've got Mia McIntosh who's with us and she's at her home or dorm or some residence in Boston where she's attending Berklee School of Music, Berklee College of Music. And you've been writing songs since you were in third grade, which would make you 7 years old?
Yes, I think I was about 7 or 8 when I started writing.
And so what in the heck was going on in a 7-year-old's mind to be writing songs about? Did it start off as poetry and then it evolved to songs? Or was it you wrote a song from the beginning?
I think it started as poetry, yeah. Because I used to write a lot of poems when I was a kid. And when I was taking piano lessons, the poems sort of devolved into songs. And I think that's where my songwriting journey began, from poems to songs.
Right. And that's, you know, I mean, it's got to feel good when you're able to sing a song you wrote about a story that you either observed or lived yourself. I mean, that's, music is therapeutic. So it's great to be able to express your feelings and who you are through your music. If somebody said to you, Mia, you can only be a singer or a songwriter, which one of those would you pick?
Wow, I think that's a really great question. I think that would be a really hard choice for me. I mean, I've been writing songs for a really long time, but I started singing even before I was writing songs. And I wonder if maybe I would probably just, I don't know exactly, because I really like singing, and I like that even if I'm not singing my own songs, I can still take a song that someone has written and make it my own. So I think that I would probably, I feel like singing is, I think that I would probably choose singing, but I wouldn't ever want to have to choose between either of those, because yeah, I still love songwriting and singing. I think they go together very well.
Yes, yes. That, and you're a storyteller, and much like one of your idols, Paul Simon, you know, he's a tremendous storyteller, and I think he may have even had an album called Storyteller or something like that. Graceland, I know, I had one of his big albums. Now you're only 19. Is that what you are? Mm-hmm. When's your birthday?
December 29th.
Oh, great. Well, this we might be on for your birthday.
Oh, so, maybe.
Yeah. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
All right. Mia McIntosh is going to do a song for us. What are you going to sing first?
I think I'm going to start with my song, Who You Are. It came out a little while ago, and I'm very proud of it. I wrote it when I was inspired to write a story song, because that was an assignment that I had been given. So I thought about a story that I had heard when I was in fourth grade that was about kind of a star-crossed romance, and the story was from the point of view of the woman, so I decided to write the song in the point of view of the man. And I titled my EP that, because I just thought that it was such a poignant idea. And I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
And it's Who You Are?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's Mia McIntosh and Who You Are.
Around her neck.
Crossings, Mia McIntosh, Who You Are, that is her new song. And is there a video that goes with that song? Because I know you just made a video and you were very excited at making a video.
Yes, there is a video that goes with that song. And there's also a video for the second song that I'm going to do, which is called Stoplights. That video was released recently. And I haven't actually performed Stoplights for anybody yet, so I'm really excited to do that as well. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're writing music and you've been 70s influenced, but you're also a Swiftie and you like Ariana Grande and you like Billie Eilish, where does that put you in terms of writing? Describe your music. Is it pop? Is it folk? Is it, you know, classic rock? What do you do?
I would say it probably leans most towards pop. I think it definitely has influences from classic rock and soul and R&B and a bunch of other stuff that I've been listening to, but I think that it would be mainly categorized as pop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to blend them all because, you know, today's generation, your age group, they're, you know, into the current contemporary pop music, but your background is such that, you know, you were listening to Willie Nelson and artists like that when you were coming up as a little kid. So how do you balance your songwriting in terms of the genre? I mean, because Willie Nelson is primarily a country artist, and then there's rock artists, you know, that you mentioned, and, you know, Eagles is, you know, another influence, and they are more folk rock than they anything else. So
I try to use those as influences. I usually, when I write things, they are more influenced, I would say more directly influenced by, you know, Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo and Ariana Grande, who are all over the radio right now. But I think that there are some parts of my music that are still influenced by the people of 70s, 80s, 90s. I think maybe just it's the writing or the sound of it. I'm not really necessarily directly going for those, I would say. I think that they just come through in my music. And that's why, you know, when I released or when I first performed Who You Are, for some of my friends, they said it kind of sounded like Carole King, which I wasn't really aiming for, but I guess it just sort of came through.
Mm. Have you heard your music on the radio yet?
Not yet, but I'm very, very, I really look forward to that moment because I think that would just be a really, wow, that would be so exciting.
Yes, yes. You should go to the college radio station and tell them, put this song on. I did it, put it on, you know, and then boom, you get an interview and you get exposure at the same time. So that's great. Well, this is an exciting time for you, I'm sure. And as we go into 2024, what is your New Year's resolution? What do you want to happen in 2024 since you're just now putting out some new music?
My resolution is to put out even more music and perform more and hopefully hear myself on the radio. I guess I can't narrow it down to one resolution because I guess I'm listing a lot of different things here, but I would also say maybe expand my horizons in terms of music, maybe sing something in another language. That might be a really cool thing to do, and maybe expand my horizons in terms of genre as well and influences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, that's very exciting. It's because it's so early for you. You haven't released a full studio album yet. It's been EPs up to this point. How many EPs have you had?
Well, right now there are two out and a third one is coming.
A third one is coming. What can you tell us about the one that's coming up? What secrets can you let us in on?
Well, I mean, the songs that I'm going to be performing are going on the third one. Stoplights is going on the third one. And the third song that I'm going to be performing is called Sunday Morning. And that's going on the third one as well. And I haven't performed that for a lot of people yet either. So I'm very excited to do that. And Yeah, I'm just really excited to show it to everybody.
Well, since you do such a variety of music, here's a tough question I'm going to pose to you. Is you can collaborate with three artists, either dead or alive. Which three artists would you like to collaborate with?
Oh, wow. Either dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Oh, my gosh. I think my three artists, Amy Winehouse, because I've been so inspired by her, and I've been listening to her since I was in, like, sixth grade, and I'm just, like, such a fan of hers.
Yes.
I think my second one would be Billie Eilish, because I'm also a fan of hers. I love her voice and her writing. Just, she just inspires me so much. And the third one, wow, I guess I would say maybe Paul Simon. I think that would be so exciting. Just,
yes.
I've been listening to him since I was a kid, so it would be really cool to be able to collab with him. Mm,
that's excellent. Mia McIntosh, what song are you going to do for us next?
The second song that I'm going to do is called Stoplights.
Oh, that's the new single or the most recent single?
Yes, it's the most recent single.
Okay, tell me about the song. What's it about?
Stoplights is about how everybody is fighting their own invisible battle, and you don't really know what's going on in somebody else's life. You only know what's happening in your own life. So it's basically a call for empathy, and it's imploring people to check in on each other and make sure everybody is okay. And it's just sort of supposed to, it's about community and lifting each other up, basically.
Mm, great. A very inspirational, positive song. It's called Stoplights, and it's Mia McIntosh here on Border Crossings.
Stay.
Border Crossings, Mia McIntosh, that's Stoplights. That is one of the new songs off of her brand new EP, second EP. There's a third one coming out. You'll also be able to get Stoplights from the third EP, I guess. So that's great. That's exciting stuff. Now, you wrote the song about, you know, finding your confidence, your self-confidence, about community, about awareness. And so you have such a platform now that such you're on the rise, you're famous. How are you going to use this platform to help other people?
I hope to use it to inspire people to, just like the song says, to check on each other and make sure that everyone is doing okay, and to just, you know, bond with each other and lift each other up. And I hope that people, when they listen to my songs, they think that the messages are relatable and that they mean something to them. I hope that when people are listening to my music, they can find solace and comfort and just feel like they are understood. And I really hope that my songs speak to people.
Where's the most unusual place you ever got inspired to write a song?
Oh, wow.
Didn't know it was going to be a test, huh?
I really like that question. It's a great question. I guess maybe when I was writing Who You Are, because it was for a homework assignment, and I never thought that, you know, being told to write a story song would actually spawn the title of my EP. I guess that's pretty unusual because I was just thinking, okay, I'm going to write something so that I can, you know, pass the class. But I wrote something that I ended up being very proud of. And I just thought that was very unusual. And I'm very glad that it turned out so well.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing in any of the Boston clubs or anywhere in Boston? People can want to see you live. Are you performing?
I hope to start playing in clubs soon. A lot of people at Berklee have been doing that. And I hope to start doing that as well. I really just, during my time at Berklee, I want to keep expanding my horizons with performing. Mm-hmm. I want to start getting more like gigs and stuff and playing in clubs. And I just want to become a better performer during my time at Berklee. That's mm-hmm. one of my biggest goals.
What's your favorite part of the business?
Oh, wow. I would say opportunities for creativity, because you can get inspiration from anywhere. You can get inspiration from your life or the lives of the people around you, and you have opportunities to put those ideas to life and make them into whatever you want to make them into. And I think that's just a great thing.
Mm-hmm. See, well, you sound mature beyond your years. And I know a lot of great artists, John Mayer, one of my favorites, came out of Berklee College of Music. And so there's been just a lot over the years. And it's a great place to be if you are a musician, not an easy school to get into. So how do you balance the grades with the career?
I try to dedicate each a part of my day to each thing, because I try to split my day into a period where I'm working on homework and classes and things like that so I can keep my grades up. And then I dedicate another part of my day to practicing singing and writing and just trying to hone my skills for mm-hmm. my career. So I'm trying to achieve kind of a work-life balance, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And so you're working on a third EP that's coming out sometime in the very near future, I guess, somewhere early 2024. What are your plans as far as a full studio album? Have you thought of that, or are you just, you know, because this business is very strange now, where people are buying one song at a time, you know, and, you know, they don't have to buy a whole album anymore.
Mm-hmm. I have definitely thought of that. There aren't any concrete plans as of now for a full studio album, but I would really like to put one out in the future, because I think that I would be very proud of it. And I'm putting a big piece of myself into the world. And I think that would just be such a great opportunity. And it would be really fun to make. And I've thought about it a lot. Again, there aren't any concrete plans for that right now, but I really would like to. I think I should have mentioned that as a New Year's resolution.
What's your major, by the way?
I haven't declared yet, but I'm thinking about vocal performance. I was really excited to come to Berklee so that I could hone my performance skills and become a better singer. And improve my stage presence. And I think that Berklee is a great opportunity to do so. So I've been really excited to declare as a vocal performance major.
And where did you grow up? Are you from Boston?
I grew up in Maryland, actually. I've lived there my entire life. And
what part of Maryland?
Bethesda.
Okay. I live in Olney, so it's not too far from Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Maryland's a great place to grow up.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. But I'm also really glad to be in Boston because there's so many opportunities for people to expand their careers. And it's just, Boston is a wonderful place. I've been enjoying it a lot so far.
You've been hanging out at Faneuil Hall?
Sometimes.
Mia McIntosh is our guest here on Border Crossings. And as a songwriter, what comes first, the lyrics or the melody for you?
I think it depends on the song. Sometimes I have a melody and I build from the melody. I think about words that would go very nicely with it and what I want the song to be about. So then I write the lyrics, even though I write the lyrics starting from the melody. And sometimes I already have an idea of what the song should be about, but I don't really know how it should go. So I think about a story that I want the song to tell and some words or ideas that I think would go very well with the song. And I create a melody from there.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, one of the TV shows for singers as a launching pad for, getting exposure, The Voice or American Idol or one of those shows?
I have. I think that one of those would be really fun to do. And I think that would be really great. And I think it would definitely help me launch my career. I haven't actually been on one of those shows yet, but that would be really exciting. And mm-hmm. I think that would definitely be a great thing. And
have you auditioned for any of those shows?
I auditioned for, I sent videos in to audition for The Voice because they were encouraging a lot of Berklee students to audition. And they haven't responded to me yet, but that would be a really exciting opportunity if I do get to be on it.
And who would you want to work with? John Legend? Who's going to be your coach?
Oh, I think John Legend would be a great coach to work with.
Yes, absolutely.
He's been one of my favorites.
Especially if you're, into Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, that particular kind of pop sound. And so you're going to do another song for us. What is it called?
The song is called Sunday Morning, and it's also going to be on the new EP. And it's about missing somebody that was in your life. And it's about the emotions that come with that and how you will never forget about them. And they'll always just be a very important part of your life, no matter what happens. And I don't remember what exactly inspired me to write it. I think it was because I was trying to write about something that people would all relate to. And I was just trying to find some emotion where I could put it into a song and people would hear it and they would go, oh, I really connect with that. That resonates with me a lot.
I love it. I love it. And it's called
Sunday Morning.
Sunday Morning. Here's Mia McIntosh on Border Crossings.
Amazing graces, daddy's face is troubled, tears and pain. And I will travel on your own, wherever you decide to go. Don't forget to come and get me when it's time for me to leave.
Border Crossings, and that's called Sunday Morning, Mia McIntosh. And you say that the song, you know, it's inspiring and dealing with many different, you know, feelings, you know, emotional feelings. Do you have any songs that, I mean, you are hard to sing for you? Because of the emotional impact, not because of the music notes.
I guess I would say maybe Stoplights, because I think that that's a very poignant song and it deals with things that people are constantly dealing with. And it reminds me, when I sing it, it reminds me of the, you know, battle that everyone is fighting, which is what inspired me to write it in the first place. And I think that it, you know, it's a very important message for today. And I would say it's also a very timeless message. And it makes me feel like I have a responsibility to share it with the world. So I guess it is kind of a hard song to sing, but it makes me feel very, it makes me feel very grateful when I sing it, because I'm sharing a message with the world and encouraging people to check on each other and make sure that they can speak up when they need help. And I think it's a hard song for me to sing, but I'm always very glad when I sing it because I think it's a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And the song you just did, Sunday Morning, you said it's about loss, you know, but I'm curious, is the loss a breakup? Is it a breakup song, or did somebody pass that inspired the song?
That song is a song that can be interpreted in any way that the listener wants to interpret it. If they have just been through a loss and they are listening to that song and they feel like it resonates with them, then that's good because it means something to them and it's special to them. Or if someone just broke up with their boyfriend and they're listening to the song Sunday Morning and they're like, wow, this is making me feel like I'm, you know, this, I really relate to this, then that's good too, because I hope that when people listen to it, it means something special to them. And people aren't just imagining one meaning for the song. It can mean whatever they need it to mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the danger of dating a songwriter. You might end up the subject of one of the songs.
That's true.
Or even an album. They say Olivia Rodrigo, who you're a fan of, her latest album's about breakups and love lost and whatnot. So, mm-hmm. But we're happy to have you on the show, Mia. It's nice to meet you. And websites where people can find you and stay in touch with you and get your music, where would they be?
So you can go to MiaMcIntosh.com. And then I'm also on social media. I'm on Instagram as MMcIntoshMusic. And then I'm on Twitter as, or X, I guess, as MiaMcOfficial. And I'm also on Spotify and Apple Music and a lot of other platforms. So feel free to check me out.
All right. That's excellent. Reach out and talk to her and get her music, get on the platforms, and hopefully you'll do some touring. You'll go out and perform, do some live shows so people can come out and watch you doing your thing live. And we're on the air in 100 different countries around the world right now. So a lot of different people are meeting you for the very first time. So thank you for giving us your time. And again, Who You Are is the name of the new EP?
Well, there is an EP called Who You Are, and then there's also a song called Stoplights. And so Who You Are and Stoplights can be found on Spotify, and I'm really excited to present both of them.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Mia McIntosh, for being with us.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to have her on. My name is Larry London, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.